The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I'm casting out demons, performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. Often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing. So your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen. It occurs to me that there are three Jerusalems. There is the actual city property in what is now Israel, Palestine, that has the West Wall and the Dome of the Rock, a wall separating itself from Bethlehem, a place sometimes of conflict, but it's a real physical place. But there's also the old Jerusalem that has no physical boundaries, that extends absolutely everywhere. The old Jerusalem is Christ Church, New Zealand, where 50 people were killed while they were worshiping, all because they have a different faith and had the audacity to be immigrants. The old Jerusalem is in Australia and other places where the victims of Christchurch were blamed for being immigrants and Muslims. The old Jerusalem exists wherever white nationalism raises its ugly head and thinks that somehow people without color are better. The old Jerusalem exists in Venezuela, where someone's trying to hold on to power at the peril of the people, supposedly, that he serves. The old and regulations, they'll prevent people from getting payment from the damage from water and wind. The old Jerusalem is found whenever we have civil discord, and families and friends no longer speak to each other because of political views. The old Jerusalem is present whenever we see anger and hate on social media and in the airwaves. The old Jerusalem is present whenever people go hungry. The old Jerusalem is present when the children of the rich and famous can get into colleges through a scheme and money, when those who don't have parents who are rich and famous but have better grades and better attributes could not get into the same school. The old Jerusalem is all around us. And the old Jerusalem is in me. Whenever I choose to love my sin more than Jesus and say, "Hey, Jesus, don't change me," that's the old Jerusalem. Oh, there are things I do not want to give up. There are things that I hold on to, even though with my lips I say, "I love you, Jesus," with my heart and body, other things have more pull. The old Jerusalem is in me. The old Jerusalem is in you. The old Jerusalem is in us. And that would be the law of this lesson. It's also a lesson, I think, of wishes or desires. Just as I sometimes wish that Jesus would go away and not change me for the better, Jesus wishes that we would go under the sheltering wing of his love, the downy breast of his comfort and mercy, possess the kind of strange God that we have. One who will not return our rejection with rejection. One who will not return our lack of compassion with the same lack of compassion. The one that will not return our lack of mercy with lack of mercy, but just the opposite. Jesus cries out, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to shelter you." How he longs for us to realize now on earth the new Jerusalem that we are promised at the end. For we're also citizens of that, even though we are on a Lenten journey, we also are on our way to resurrection shared with us. But first, there's a lot of hard work that Jesus says he must do. And his eyes are set straight on the cross for our sake. And for our sake, he wishes that we would say, "Okay, I acquiesce, Lord. I give in to your desire to be changed." For in the end, we don't have to be the old Jerusalem. We don't have to be the same if we give in to Jesus' wish that we go under his wing, under his shelter, under his care. We may live in the old Jerusalem that has no physical boundaries, but we're also citizens of the new Jerusalem, of what is yet to be. And we're called to live out our heavenly citizenship while here. We're called to let Jesus change us and never ever again be the same. Because I don't know about you, but if I look in the mirror, the same isn't all that great. And if I look around and see the conditions of this world, the old Jerusalem, that's not great either. In fact, it's the opposite. Give in to the will and wish of Jesus. Give in, turn what you don't want to turn over to him. Let Jesus take over. And never, ever again be the same. Be better. With that, what else can we say? But to God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.